Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You know, to help me understand this, I looked at the word law, and this has helped me many years going through this particular scripture and declaring it for myself in the area of healing or in the area of whatever breakthrough I want to have in my life. When you feel that you're being dragged down, as it were, this is a scripture that will set you free, realizing the law under which we now live, the law of life in Christ Jesus, the law of love in Christ Jesus. What is another word for law? The force of action. When you think of the law of gravity, for example, the law of gravity takes precedence if another law does not supersede it or go over it. For example, the law of thrust. You know, that's how an airplane can take off. That law in aerodynamics of an airplane being able to take off, that law of thrust supersedes or goes over that law of gravity. But if there is no other law there, then the law of gravity takes over, right? And things fall, you know, just hold, you know, that's what I was going to say, hold a, you know, a stone in your hand and see it fall. But that's what happened, you know, the famous story of Isaac Newton sitting under the apple tree and the apple falls on his head and voila, he gets the idea of the law of gravity. But if you substitute for the word law, the words force of action, listen to how this changes our understanding of this particular verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, for the force of action of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, has made me free from the force of action of sin and death. Let me say it again, translated there. For the force of action of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the force of action of sin and death. Meditate on that. Is that not powerful? That force of action of the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit that rules and reigns in your heart, that force of action, who He is, that power, that faith, that overcoming power has made you free from the force of action of sin and death, from that which is trying to drag you down. You have been made free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now claim that for yourself. Repeat it after me, please. The force of action of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the force of action of sin and death. I am free. I have overcome. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. My faith. Thank you, Lord.